Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda, and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. For 15 years, Qalam has had a tradition that in the last nights of the month of Ramadan, the blessed nights, we gather together, all the different scholars and teachers and instructors at Qalam all come together to have a night of prayer, reflection, and dua. And we call this the Qalam Qiyam. Alhamdulillah, this has become a beautiful tradition at Qalam. And the following recordings are from the Qalam Qiyam in Ramadan of 2024. I hope and pray that you find this beneficial. As always, please continue to support all the amazing work that goes on at Qalam by visiting supportqalam.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum, everybody. How are you guys doing? Awake? Kind of? Barely? Well, it's the 27th night, so nobody should have been sleeping otherwise, you know? Alhamdulillah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma. So alhamdulillah, today with the Qalam Qiyam, we've been going through a series of different topics that have to do with refining and bettering the self. And each of these topics has an importance in your life that allows you to kind of look at your relationship between you and Allah and kind of decipher where you're at and where you stand. And listening to Mufti Kimani, him talking about God's love and the love of Allah and receiving the love of Allah, it is a reality that this world is a world that you have to work in, right? Things are difficult, they're tough, and it's not going to be easy. And in recognition of things not being easy, the Prophet ﷺ talks about how sabr, this word sabr, okay, how many of you guys heard what the word sabr before? Yes, very good. So the word sabr is half of iman, it's half of your faith, right? And the Prophet ﷺ goes on to talk about the importance of sabr so much so that he says, وَمَا أُعْتِيَ أَحَدٌ أَطَاءٌ خَيْرًا وَأَوْسَعَ مِنَ الصَّبْرِ, that no one has been given a gift that is more vast or more rewarding than the gift of patience. And what does this mean? Sabr, or patience, is not sitting down and letting the storm rain on you. That's not what it means. You know, when you tell somebody, okay, I'm going through it, and life's a little bit difficult, and they say, just have patience. And they mean it as just stay in the situation, just sit there. But sabr, actually in its essence, and the word that it comes from, the root of it, it actually has an understanding of like confinement. It has an understanding of restraint. It has an understanding of endurance. It has an understanding of being persistent, persistence, pushing through. And the reality of it is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our role model. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا, that no doubt is without a doubt that you will find in the messenger of Allah a very perfect role model, a pattern, footsteps that you can follow in. And the Prophet ﷺ, in his lifetime, having been the most documented human in history, teaches us what it means to have patience, what it means to be a person that can be considered a sabir, a person that it inhabits patience so much so that it becomes your quality. So we said that patience means to persist. It means to endure. It means to push through. Where there's an example, there's a time, there's a story in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he experienced something very difficult. But it's not just one difficulty. Imagine the Prophet ﷺ is experiencing difficulty after difficulty after difficulty after difficulty. And this comes in what's known as Aam al-Huzn, the year of sorrow. And the Prophet ﷺ faces not only the death of his beloved wife, Khadija, but he also faces the death of his uncle, Abu Talib. And that may sound like, yeah, well, people die and things happen, and perhaps maybe he was expecting it and so on and so forth. These people to him were the people that showed him the most loyalty. They had his back in every single situation. Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha was someone who was so faithful to Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his greeting to her in this dunya. What an incredible human being. That years after her passing, the Prophet still grieved her death. And sometimes he didn't even have the words to explain who she was. Because he was so enamored by her love that he said brought him risk. That he was nurtured by means of her love and her care. And when people would ask him, when Aisha would ask him about Khadija, he would say, "Innaha kanat wa kanat." She just was, and you wouldn't get it. She was incredible. And Abu Talib passed away. And when he passed away, the Prophet ﷺ kept going at it with him. "Oh, my uncle, give me something, just a little bit of something that I can take to Allah for you on the Day of Judgment." And we have the utmost respect for the family of the Prophet ﷺ. But he doesn't die in the way that the Prophet ﷺ thought he would. And he's grieving that. And then he goes to Ta'if. Because the mission and the message that the Prophet ﷺ has was not about him. It was about Allah. So he had to get up, and he had to work through that grief, and he had to go find a place for the Muslims to settle down. And when he gets to Ta'if, them having heard the difficulty that the Prophet ﷺ went through, because it's not like they weren't interconnected, they were. Having heard the difficulty that he went through, having known the state that he was coming in and asking them for that help, they still treated him badly. And treating him badly, saying that, is like an understatement. They oppressed him. They treated him in the worst way possible. They lined up the people on the route of him going back to Mecca instead of just saying no. And they stoned his feet every single step of the way. To the point when the Prophet ﷺ sat down and his sandals got stuck to the bottom of his shoe. And Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes to help him out. It was almost like he had to rip some of the skin of the Prophet ﷺ off. And can you imagine the state that you would have been in if you experienced that? Can you imagine how you would have felt? You would have felt like giving up. You would have said, "I'm done." You would have said, "I've endured 10 years of this hardship of people that I know and I thought that loved me so much, causing oppression and hurt, not only against me, but against the people that I love." And that would have been your reason to feel like, you know what, maybe I have something negative to say against God. But the Prophet ﷺ doesn't do that. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ is the most patient person ever. But what does he do? He makes a dua. And he says, "Allahumma, O Allah, ilayka ashku da'fa quwwati." It is only to you that I will complain about the weakness in my power. "Wa qillata hilati," and how I have very little resources. I was not able to do what I came here to do. "Wa hawani 'ala an-nas," and how I was humiliated and made to look so little in front of the people. "Ya arhamar rahimin," O the one who is the most merciful and the Lord of mercy. He's the one who bestows mercy. And then the Prophet ﷺ says, "Anta rabbul mustad'afin," that you are the Lord of the ones who are weak. "Wa anta rabbi," and you are my Lord. "Ila man takilluni ila ba'idin yatajahamuni," that is it to these people that you're going to entrust me with them? "O ila aduun malakatahu amri," or are you going to let my enemies, people that hate me, just be able to decide that what they can do with me? They can just stone me, they can throw me to the side, they can treat me like anything. But then he says, "In lam yakun bika ghadabun alayya," if it's the case that your anger is not on me, you're not upset with me, "Oh Allah, fala ubali," then it's all good. That is what it means to be patient. When Yaqub alayhi salam is facing the impossible, you know, a lot of times when we read about the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, we read the surah and we read it from Yusuf alayhi salam's perspective. But what's always very striking to me is that the surah begins with Yaqub alayhi salam's words of wisdom to his son. And they end with Yaqub alayhi salam being lifted from this grief that he's faced for so many years. And you know, when someone passes away, you're able to grieve and mourn that death. You're able to go to the grave and make dua and do all these things. But have you ever grieved someone that has not passed away? Have you ever grieved someone that you don't know where they're at, that you cannot speak with them, you cannot communicate with them, that you feel in your heart that they're there, but you don't know when you're going to be reunited with them? When Yaqub alayhi salam says, for sabrun jameel, because it's a quote we love to say, it is where he is recognizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all of the power. And what he wants from Allah, or what he is asking from Allah, it will happen, but it will happen on Allah's time. That is what it means to endure. That is what it means to persist. That is what it means to keep going. So Yaqub alayhi salam, what does he say? He says, "Innama ashku bathi wa huzni ila Allah." That the only person I'm going to complain about my difficulty and my hardships and my sadness, the only person that is going to hear it is Allah. And that's not him isolating himself from his people. He still got up and did his responsibilities as a prophet. That is him showing that he recognizes that this world and the world that we're living in, it is very difficult. It is very hard. When the Prophet ﷺ later in his life loses his son, Ibrahim, the Prophet ﷺ sums up patience in words that are so beautiful at the departure of his son, at the loss of his son. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, "Inna al-'ayna tadma," that indeed the eyes, they shed many tears, "wal-qalba yahzan," and the heart is extremely sad, "wala naqulu illa ma yarda rabbuna," but we shall not say words except for the words that will be very satisfactory to Allah. We shall not say anything that is displeasing to God. "Wa inna bi firakika ya Ibrahim lamahzunun," and oh Ibrahim, with your departure and your passing, we have been engulfed into sadness. The Prophet is grieving. And in that grief, he's still able to recognize what his responsibility is in this world. And our responsibility in this world is to do what? It is to worship Allah. But having the quality of endurance or persistence, or a person who's continuously going to worship Allah and think of Allah as good and put their trust in Allah despite the difficulties, the ups and downs, the hurdles, and every single thing that you face, having this level of sabr will not go to waste. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, he says that a person who's patient, that God will not ignore their good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not ignore that you push through and you try. And so some of my favorite verses in the Quran, I hope they're your favorite verses too, are the verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about patience. And the reason being is because these verses give me at least an understanding of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, or what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from me. And my favorite verses are the ones that attribute patience to Jannah. Because let's all be honest, if the reward is in this world, hang it up, okay? Because that's not everlasting. There's no way I'm about to be going through it for $5. Absolutely not, right? But if the reward is for eternity, that's something that I want to cash in on. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Walladhina sabaru," and as for those who endured, and they pushed through, "ibtigaa wajhi rabbihim," and they only did it solely because they wanted Allah to be happy with them. For the satisfaction, for the love, for the reward, for the care of Allah. That's the only reason why they push through in this world. Wa aqamu salata. How do you push through? By maintaining your prayers. And they established their prayers. They showed up to that conversation between them and Allah. وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية. And they spent from what we gave them in silence, and they spent it publicly. وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ. And whenever something negative or bad came up, they always were the better person out of it. لَهُمْ أُقْبَى الدَّارِ. For them is the best of homes. جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ يَدْخُلُونَهَا. They get these gardens of paradise that they enter into it. وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ. And not only do they get to enter into it, but the people that they love, who tried. Those people may not have done the most best deeds. They just tried. They made effort. You say, you know what? I love so-and-so, 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 my family member, my dad, my mom, my brother, sister, my third cousin, twice removed. All of those people, they tried. They made effort. Because of your sabr, you may enter them into paradise as well. Because of what you endured, and you didn't forget about Allah, you don't only get to take yourself to paradise. You enter those who you love into paradise as well. وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَدُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ. And their spouses and their children. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ. And then the angels will come to them as they're entering into paradise from every single door. And they will say to them, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Peace be unto you. The greeting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us in this world as a little piece of heaven, as a little piece of Jannah, we finally get to hear it from not one angel, but multiple angels from every single angle. Salamun alaykum, salamun alaykum, salamun alaykum. Why? Bima sabartum. For what you endured. For the difficulty you went through and you did not forget about Allah. For the hardship you went through and you did not forget about Allah. From that time and that Ramadan, you said, I want to be a better person. And Allah tested you with every single flaw that you have and you pushed through. Maybe you made some mistakes along the way. But you turned back and you did tawbah. And it was difficult and you did it. Maybe getting up and praying is difficult for you, but you got up and you tried. And when you missed a prayer, you went back and you made it up. And you tried over and over and over and over again. That is what it means to be patient. It means you do not give up on Allah, because Allah will never give up on you. And so what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? He tells these angels, these are my people. So when you greet them with the best of greetings. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. فَنِعْمَ الْأُقْبَى الدَّارِ. What an amazing home you have. How beautiful is this reward for the hardship that you went through. I end off on this last point. There are two sides that you see on the Day of Judgment. You see the people who are running around in circles trying to figure out, well, why am I here and what's going to happen? And then there are the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them as enjoying. They're like busy having fun in a waiting room to enter into Jannah. They call these people the Ashab al-Jannah. Right? You can ask yourself, am I going to be the person that on the Day of Judgment, I'm sitting there and I'm going to each person, I'm asking them, well, we just stayed in this world, yawman or ba'da yawm. We were there for like a day, a half a day. There's no way I could have accumulated all of this wrong. I could have given up on God that quickly. Or you can be the one who had trust and faith in Allah and constantly turned back to Him. And on the Day of Judgment, being in a waiting room, that you're enjoying life as if that's Jannah itself. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us all to be people who have patience, who inhibit the characteristic of being patient. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to be people to enter into Jannah to Firdaus. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to be people that on the Day of Judgment, that in our Jannah, that the angels are telling us, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to drink from the blessed hands of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviates the difficulties and the hardships that our brothers and sisters around the world are facing. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to be people who are always on the right side of history. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to be people to reunite in the gathering much better than this, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes this night as a means of our ticket into Jannah for every single person in this room, for every single person listening, for every single person that walked by, for every single car that drove by. I pray that Allah SWT allows us to be people who are uplifting to one another, and Allah SWT allows us to be people who always grow. And Allah SWT allows us to be people who are able to endure, but He also gives us afia, He gives us safety. And Allah SWT heals those of us who are sick, those of us who are in good health. Allah SWT keeps us in good health. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.